Every entrepreneur has heard the lines from would-be naysayers. You're crazy to believe this can succeed. You're crazy to quit a good job to do this. You're crazy to risk so much on this venture. For many risk takers, this simply fuels their fire. What's life without challenge? Even if it means potentially losing nearly everything. Yet everyday people can be called crazy for very innocuous reasons. Asking out a seemingly unattainable love interest, perhaps, or buying a motorcycle or sports car they've long dreamt about. The world is a timid, risk-averse place. Have you noticed that? Most people are afraid to step out, afraid to pursue their dreams, afraid to take chances, afraid to share their true selves with others, for fear they'll be judged or maybe even called crazy. Truth be told, crazy has conflicting identities. If someone is crazy about their spouse or even a new child or even a sports team, well, isn't this good? It means they're passionate and dedicated, right? I mean, who could argue with this? According to Proverbs 23, verse 33, it says this: you will see hallucinations and you will say crazy things. The other side of crazy, though, is decidedly unflattering. It's associated with language such as unstable, unhinged, mad, lunatic, off their rocker. You get the point. From a faith perspective, crazy remains a two-sided coin. Thousands of devout Christians have been called crazy through the centuries, often by fearful, falsely accusing opponents who sought to imprison them or worse. Yet as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, being crazy for God is hardly a bad thing. Christians everywhere would do well to seek to bring him glory. It's what we're called to do. The passive society we live in might call us crazy for bringing God into the office or posting about him on social media or using scripture in an email signature. You'll offend someone or potentially lose business or maybe even be sued. Don't be surprised nor intimidated. The world around doesn't share a passion to glorify God and spread his word. It doesn't grasp that people of faith share a bond with Christ that is in this world, yet not of this world. Our devotion truly transcends any earthly measure. According to Job chapter 38, verse 15, it says this: the light disturbs the wicked and stops the arm that is raised in violence. We should live for Christ and talk about God, even if others call us crazy or worse. Why? We never know who might hear us or see us at a pivotal moment. Consider the violence in our society. Look at those who go on shooting sprees at schools and businesses. These people don't know God. What might be prevented if they were exposed to him and embraced him at a dark point where their lives could still go in another direction? Might a single crazy Christian make a difference? Those who believe we're delusional to seek to cover the world in Christ can do so. Let them. We know that God's great love can overcome huge obstacles. We've experienced it in our own lives. Let us never, never allow our faith to waver, regardless of how we're labeled. Will you be a crazy Christian? Ready to go nuts for Christ? Let's do it. If others don't join in or even fight with us, we'll pray for their sanity. Thank you for listening to this ministry moment. To learn more about our ministry, please visit our website, csuiteforchrist.com.